We are very thankful for your presence here today. And even though some of you may not have known that we were having Friend Day today, we're still glad you're here. And there's some that did come for through invitation, and we're thankful for that as well. We will be having a meal following our morning worship, and we hope that you'll stay and enjoy the meal with us. Let us fellowship with you some more. You know, there are days in all lives which come unannounced, unheralded. No angel faces look out of heaven. No angel voices put us on our guard. But as we look back on them in after years, we realize that they were the turning points of existence. Perhaps we look longingly back on the uneventful routine of the life that lies beyond them. But the angel with drawn sword forbids our return and compels us forward. It was so with Moses. Then all suddenly a common bush began to shine with the emblem of deity. And from its heart of fire, the voice of God broke the silence of the ages in words that fell on the shepherd's ear like a double knock. Moses, Moses. And from that moment, all his life was altered. The door, which had been so long in repairing, was suddenly put on its hinges again and opened. Those are the words of F.B. Meyer. I think they were very exquisitely written there, and I wanted to share that with you. If you have your Bibles with you, you may want to turn to Acts chapter 7, beginning in verse 20. Acts chapter 7, verse 20. At this time, Moses was born and was well pleasing to God, and he was brought up in his father's house for 3 months. But when he was set out, Pharaoh's daughter took him away and brought him up as her own son. And Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians and was mighty in words and deeds. Now when he was 40 years old, it came into his heart to visit his brethren, the children of Israel. And seeing one of them suffer wrong, he defended and avenged him who was oppressed, and struck down the Egyptian. For he supposed that his brethren would have understood that God would deliver them by his hand, but they did not understand. Moses certainly had not always been a shepherd. In fact, you remember that he was forced to make an unexpected career change when he was nearly 40 years old. His first 40-year span was very impressive. He was adopted by the Egyptian Pharaoh's daughter. He was raised in elegance while living in the ruler's palace, and he received the very best education available. It appears that he was being groomed for the role as the next Pharaoh. You know, I find it intriguing from what we read in Acts chapter 7 and verse 22, that he was a man who was regarded as an eloquent speaker and an accomplished leader. And yet later on, we know that he offered an excuse to God that he could not speak, and Aaron, his brother, was chosen to speak on behalf of God. Moses was a young man who had his life all together, at least for a while. You know, it's really tough when you suddenly fall from the top all the way to the bottom. Well, one day, that rich and powerful young man who was being groomed to be an Egyptian ruler or Egyptian ruler longed to rediscover his Israelite roots. I don't know what he expected to see, but he was enraged when he witnessed an Egyptian guard beating an Israelite slave. From what we understand, that such beatings occurred every day. And yet Moses had been completely isolated and protected from the sights and the sounds of all such injustices. And from what was written again in Acts chapter 7 and verse 25, it seems that God appeared to Moses to inform him of his role as Israel's deliverer. In Hebrews chapter 11, verses 24 through 27, certainly seems to substantiate that belief. By faith, Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he looked to the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. But Moses, as you know, jumped ahead of God, as we sometimes do in our own lives. He seemingly thought that he could lead an insurrection by his own might, by his own power. And he killed that Egyptian guard unnecessarily. Suddenly, his secure world fell to pieces. Everything for which he had prepared went down the tubes. And overnight, Moses went from Pharaoh to be to fugitive. And instead of living in the royal palace, he became a shepherd who slept in the wide open pastures. Can you imagine what a transition that must have been? People no longer bowed down to him to praise him. And every day for 40 years, all he heard was the bleating of smelly sheep. Moses had plenty of time to think about what he had done and to wonder if he could be leading sheep for the rest of his life. You know, God can cause an ordinary day to become extraordinary. 40 years was a long time for Moses to wait for a response from God. At least as far as we can tell in Scripture, that's what happened. And yet we know that God doesn't rush his masterpieces. You might recall that Abraham waited many years before he received his son of promise. And he never did visually observe the realization of the land of Canaan that God promised him. He knew that it was promised by God. He accepted that, but he never saw it. But he still had faith. But we are an impatient people. We want immediate results. And when we do demand immediate results, then we usually find ourselves in the very same predicament as Moses did when he killed the Egyptian guard. Hasty decisions can create disastrous results. You know, I can't help but believe that Moses used his 40 years of shepherding wisely. God tempered Moses. He taught him the importance of patience by dealing with sheep. I've never dealt with sheep, but I understand that they're not the smartest animals. But he dealt with sheep, and I'm sure that Moses communed with God often, talked with him, observed nature. I think he must have drawn ever closer to God as he slept under the stars, as he inhaled the freshness of nature. And in the hot and sandy desert, Moses probably saw many other scraggly bushes spontaneously burst into flames. But on that special day, the burning bush was not being consumed as they normally were by fire, spontaneous fire. And yet suddenly out of the midst of the bush, a voice emerged that Moses had probably not heard for 40 years. It was an impressionable and an unforgettable voice. It was the voice of the chief shepherd of Israel, the ultimate deliverer, the transformer of life. And at the age of 80, Moses' life was about to change dramatically once again. It was time for another career change. And Moses' apprenticeship in the fields was completed. He would exchange his father-in-law's flock for the sheep of God. Moses' guilt and shame were overshadowed by the intervening mercy of God. And you might be asking, well, what does all this mean to you and to me? Well, it's possible that some of you may be at a crossroad, a major crossroad in your own lives. Some of you may be facing a career change. Some of you are uncertain about retiring after many years of hard work. And yet, if you look around in our audience, there are many who have gone through that and they have survived well. In fact, most of the people I talk to who are retired people in this congregation say that they don't know how they ever had time to work. They stay busy. They do things for the Lord. They do things as we've described this morning in World Bible School and prison ministry and other things. There may be some of you who are contemplating moving to another place or to another job or to be closer to your children. Some of you are facing problems that you really didn't want to face, but you've been forced to face. There are some of you who are likely struggling with where you are, or maybe even bad decisions that you have previously made. And you're wondering, as did Moses, if God is going to ever let you out of the sheep pasture. And while you understand that you may be reaping what you have sown in the past, you also wonder, is this as good as it's going to get? How long must you pay for the mistakes of your past? And the beautiful thing about this story of Moses is that God forgives. But we must be patient. Don't conclude that God's present silence means that he has given up on you. For God loves you. You are his child. You are one that he cares about deeply. And he is actively directing your life even when you couldn't recognize it. Even as Moses was taking care of those sheep for 40 years and thinking, when's this going to end? Some of you may be there. And that's okay. Remember that God does love you. God has not given up on you. And someday, suddenly and unexpectedly, he may confront you. And he may challenge you to serve him in ways that you never thought could be possible. Let the quieter and the calmer times of your life prepare you to follow him without reservation when he creates a new and exciting course for you. If you are on top of the world looking down, you need to remember to thank God. If you are on the bottom looking up, you are looking in the right direction. Up or down, remember God. And remember to always follow his teachings, his directions. And if you do that, I promise you that you are going to enjoy an eternal home in heaven with God. Won't that be wonderful? Won't that be a wonderful time where we can all enjoy fellowship? We can have fellowship not only here on earth, but we can have that great fellowship in heaven if we will but remember God's love and follow his direction. You know, there may be some of you here this morning who need the prayers of your brothers and sisters in Christ. You need encouragement. You need help. There may be others who are here who have not been baptized into Christ yet for the forgiveness of your sins. What a wonderful opportunity you have this morning to do that very thing. If you need to respond to the invitation of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we hope that you will come now while we stand and sing.